As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Personal foul. Defense, number 6.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
How does it sit with you when you hear the conversation, the officials are in the Chiefs' pocket?
Oh, and a flag comes in late.
The fact that you're looking out for anyone is a myth.
Today's guests, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer, Fox Sports College Football Insider, Bruce Feldman, actor Chase Stokes, and now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, right in the middle of the week between your divisional playoffs and your championship weekend playoffs. There's a new trio of Baseball Hall of Famers to talk about here on this show. We've got college football still on the mind with the national championship game. Less than 48 hours removed from that, Bruce Feldman's going to join us in studio. I'm going to give Albert Breer his time when he joins us in about 20 minutes' time to not only talk about, what he saw on Monday night for his alma mater, but also what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys apparently targeting Brian Schottenheimer, their own offensive coordinator, as their next head coach. Is Pete Carroll in line for a job somewhere? What is going on with the remaining head coaching vacancies as Ben Johnson is currently being introduced as the newest head coach of the Chicago Bears? We will turn that sound around, as they say in the business, best we can, and then get ready in studio for hour number 3. The actor from the very popular show Outer Banks is going to be coming here in support of his new movie Valiant One. Chase Stokes will be here in studio. He plays a character who's on a reluctant hero's journey. His name is Sergeant Brockman. That is his character's name.
And wait, really?
That is correct.
That's incredible.
So our reluctant hero, Chris Brockman, good to see you over there, sir. You're a reluctant hero, and every single time you talk about the Kansas City Chiefs these days.
I'm the hero you need, Rich.
Thank you, sir. Speaking of, look who's back right here in the chair.
Good morning, Rich.
I remember you.
Where you been?
What's up, Mikey D?
Working. How you guys doing?
Good to see you.
Great,
good to
Mike.
See you. Good
morning.
DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts is sitting right there. TJ Jefferson, the candle is lit. You've got a no contest wrestling pod with O'Shea Jackson Jr. on your docket today.
I do.
And it's a two-a-day for you.
And you're seeing I'm wearing the T-shirt of the legendary tag team, the Steiner Brothers, Michigan men, just like you. And
thank you.
The nephew and the son of the Steiner Brothers, Braun Breaker, is going to be our guest today.
Very good.
And by the way, you said about for hire, I might change my name to Luke Cage. I might be a hero for hire, depending on how this Cowboy coaching search goes. I might just be up for grabs, man.
So. Okay. We'll get to that on this program. Good to see that and hear about that. I'm doing all right, man.
Good.
So sometimes I'll get ideas for this show from anywhere. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll never forget Bryan Cranston, our guest, when he was here, told that story about the Seinfeld episode where he, as Dr. Tim Watley, took the hit of nitrous oxide before putting it on, you know, Jerry. And that idea came from an electrician at the top of a ladder, right? And he said, best idea wins. So
you've gotten ideas driving to work in the morning.
I've sometimes done that, too. This one comes from, on occasion, a trusted source. My youngest son, Cooper. And they all, and some, you know, again, Chris, one day you will get to this point with Cage where the lights go out. You're just lying in the bed, making sure your son's going to sleep. And you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. And he says to me, Dad, you want to rank the four Super Bowl matchups about the ones that you want to see the most?
Cooper's a machine.
Man. I'm like, okay. I'm telling you, this happened. I'm like, you go ahead. And his four were number four, Chiefs Eagles, wants to see that the least. Number three was Chiefs Commanders. And I'm like, all right, I get where you are. Because again, I don't know where my son gets this stuff that the only people who root for the Chiefs.
What's going on in your house?
Chiefs fans, Taylor Swift fans, and Roger Goodell. That's what he says to me all the time.
I think that's a sentiment that kids that age have, man.
Well, it's just his sister and his older brother really love Taylor Swift, and I think that might be some sort of a sibling thing going on here. I don't know. But he's also a Patriot fan.
So he's bitter like Chris.
He then said Bills, Eagles second, and the number one Super Bowl matchup he wants to see the most is Bills Commanders.
Yeah. He speaks for all of America.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't think there's any question.
Really?
That all of America wants to see Bills Commanders. Without question.
I'm kind of torn on that.
Except for a small area in the Midwest, and then a small area on the East Coast are pulling for their teams. Other than that, who wants to see Chiefs Eagles?
Again?
Jeez.
With Saquon in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay, this guy. You know what?
Part of me, Rich, I love history. Mm-hmm. So to see a team do something that no one else has ever done in the history of this.
That's what I was explaining
is
him.
It's pretty awesome, but I understand the fatigue. I do.
I understand the fatigue as well. And the fatigue is getting rampant. Do you have that tweet? There it is. Marlon Humphrey. Raven, out of nowhere. He even just started his tweet with, I have no reason of saying this other than being a hater.
So he got
the
that out
Bills
early.
Bills or whatever NFC team got to beat the Chiefs. We can't let them keep getting away with this. What are they getting away with? What are they getting away with?
Just winning.
Winning?
Winning.
But what does that mean, getting away with it? I mean, is that another officiating reference?
You know what he means.
They're not that good.
Let's not pretend.
With all due respect, Marlon had his chance last year to stop this from happening.
Yeah.
Didn't do it.
Well, he wasn't his choice to only run the ball six times with a running back last year.
I'm just saying,
he had a shot.
He has a better shot to stop this than any of us. I can't do nothing.
The Chiefs' fatigue is real. It is absolutely real. And it's even gotten so real that the Mahomes magic moment you're seeing right here where he is, you know, flying through the air. Does this look like Bobby Orr to you, or is that a heresy?
I like thing that. To say?
I mean, it's similar.
Okay,
That play was inherently sick that he made.
Which he threw to Kelce, yeah, who was awesome. Wide open again.
Chris, the problem is he's done this so much, Rich, that...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. In past years, we would have... We would have gone all Collinsworth about it.
Now no one cares.
People, there's even like Collinsworth, there's even fatigue of certain announcers who call most Chiefs games.
Oh, Rich, I mean, it's Patrick Mahomes.
You can't blame him. The guy does amazing things all the time on Sunday nights.
I just can't believe it. I mean, Patrick
Thursday
Mahomes.
Nights, because he's called the last two banner-raising nights for the Chiefs.
I mean, we shouldn't be used to it, but.
So, but I did say to Coop, you know, my job is to talk about this stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. And obviously having Bills Commanders where the Bills fans would descend upon New Orleans with the hope finally that this is their moment after they got past the Kansas City Chiefs and there would be no three-peat and the Commanders would be sick to make the Super Bowl. I'm like, there's still my thought process.
It looks like Buffalo and New Orleans.
Talk about it.
Right?
I know that, right? Just to talk about it in terms of a three-peat opportunity in the Super Bowl has never happened.
Historical.
Never happened. Because the closest it's ever come is a championship round. And I believe the last time a back-to-back team made it to the championship round with the 49ers, who had a chance to do. Actually, it was the Cowboys against mm-hmm. the 49ers. They lost that. And before that
was the Niners.
Was the Niners when Leonard Marshall blew up Joe Montana in the middle of the championship game, and that was all she wrote there.
Yeah.
And I believe that was Montana's last snap as a 49er as well.
Yeah. He sat out the next year.
And so, you know, getting to see it in a Super Bowl, and maybe the person who's standing in Mahomes' way is Jaden Daniels. Can you imagine Chiefs Commanders in the Super Bowl? How ridiculous that would be. That, and again, I say this with the ultimate of respect to the Bills Mafia, and it would be incredible. Bill, I'm not saying Bills Commanders would not be stupendous, but the idea that there's a three-peat opportunity in the Super Bowl and the first ever rookie quarterback to start a Super Bowl colliding together with the same old, Marlon Humphrey saying, will somebody please stop this? Somebody please step out there with the same, you know, desperate tone as I had when I texted Pat McAfee in the middle of the national championship game, $100 to you if you run on the field and stop the game.
What did Pat say in return?
I got a ha-ha back, and then I wrote 200.
Oh, nice.
Like I upped it.
Well, good for you. We're upping the ante. Yeah, that's
nice. You had to let him know it wasn't the game.
Yeah.
There's a certain desperation going on here. And of all the teams and entities to put an end to it, a rookie quarterback winning it all to stop it, the next iteration of franchise face, younger, you know, successful, younger than you ever could imagine, as successful as anybody this age has ever been. And as Mahomes is now, as you know, eclipsing Brady Marks prior to age 29. Could you imagine if that happened? Right?
Yeah.
So I'm throwing that out there, as I'd like you, Chris, to throw it out to the people.
It's up.
Not only at Rich Eisen Show, but right here at 844-204-RICH, number to dial on the Infinity Sports Network, terrestrial radio, 120 stations coast to coast, Sirius XM channel 375, the Roku sports channel streaming viewing audience. You know, and I know that TJ just showed he is, in fact, allergic to talking about the Eagles and Commanders making the Super Bowl, but you can't stop that train, sir. One of them's going to make it.
I guess for show.
Out of the NFC East.
For show content, this show should be rooting for the Eagles, right?
Why?
No.
So Carl Anthony Towns can.
Oh, that's right. Show up to New Orleans.
Absolutely.
Maybe get a band in.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Maybe like, bring the entirety of the French Quarter
right,
with him.
Right.
Oh yeah,
like a three ring circus shows up to our show.
Believe you know what I'm talking about. To root
that's what I'm saying.
For the Washington football team.
Yeah, sorry, this is just... I mean, you were for the Bills,
Commanders.
The who?
Commanders.
Who are they?
Okay, dude.
Show content wise, like this should be an Eagles show.
Well, Eagles versus Commanders in the NFC Championship game. Full on conversation is Brian Schottenheimer is ready to become the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, what are the Giants doing to add to this story?
Well, watching Saquon run all over everybody. Giants keep sitting at home thinking that they're safe. Sitting on a Barker lounger, like just licking their wounds and getting ready for the offseason and trying to get better at the combine and the draft and all that. They just think that, you know, they're fine being left alone. And then Saquon pops another one. And it's just like, okay. You know, it's kind of crazy. The NFC Championship game is the Giants' best player transforming their hated rival.
Yep.
Against the head coach that used to be on the Cowboys sideline, along with their stellar rookie quarterback transforming the Cowboys' hated rival. Right? It's like the NFC East Championship for the NFC Championship features two NFC East teams boosted by the decisions made by the two teams that didn't make it out of the division. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong? Quite so right. There's that. There's that. We had Dan Quinn on the sideline. Let's just go all in otherwise.
Again, the last time John Mara slept was...
I don't know. Great question. What if Saquon just runs it right into the Superdome and runs it out of the Superdome and the Eagles are winning and he's the MVP of the Super Bowl?
I could see that happening.
Do you
happening,
think the Giants would be resting easy then? And they just, every single week, they're thinking, it's just, this thing's over. We don't have to talk about it again. Okay. Not so much. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. We'll talk Jaden Daniels a little bit more later on. The question is, are the Cowboys truly looking at their offensive coordinator who's never been an HC anywhere else? He's been a lifer. He's a Schottenheimer, and he's a good dude. I don't know if you've ever come across Brian Schottenheimer. I've known him since the early aughts.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I mean, I haven't spoken to him in a long time, but the good people. Good people. We'll see if he's the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And if, does that inspire you? Let's throw to break. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Albert Breer. Oh, look at that smile on his face.
He's so tan in that photo.
I'm rethinking my choice of welcoming on the show. Yeah. I'm regretting.
It's big of you.
I'm regretting. I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else. All from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila, your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets. In the NFL, as we all know, there is no margin for error. One single mistake can change the outcome of a game or even, yeah, a career. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. Putting it all together, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL is Sleep Number, whose mission is to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. And you can have it too. I know all about it. I've been around Sleep Number since 2015. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference. We can set the mattress firmness on each side of the bed to the way that we want and get a great night's sleep. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose, again, your ideal comfort on either side. And now it's the lowest price of the season on the top-selling i8 smart bed. Your best savings plus special financing. Limited time. Shop a Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax. and they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Are you reading some of these quotes from Ben Johnson's press conference?
I am. I saw that Caleb
is there.
Rome, a bunch of guys are sitting there in the front row. Gave him a fist bump on the way in.
Quote, to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year, end quote.
That's pretty funny.
We'll talk about that a little bit later on. That's the red meat, in a way. When Mark Andrews dropped that football against the Bills, I just thought of him. I thought of the kid that I met at the NFL Honors. He was his plus one was his mom sitting next to Susie and I in Los Angeles. He's next to Susie and yours truly. And, man, I love that kid. And I just thought that he's not going to take this well because he's a good dude and he just wants to win and he's going to take it hard. And apparently he is. Ravens having a press conference today as well, their final press conference of the year with Eric DaCosta, the GM, and the head coach, John Harbaugh, talking about how, you know, Mark's taking it a little hard. Well, you know, who's helping maybe even ease the landing here are Bills fans.
The Mafia, baby.
The Ravens tweeting out, shout out to Bills Mafia for showing support to our guy Mark Andrews and donating to the Breakthrough T1D organization, which works towards curing and improving the lives of those dealing with type 1 diabetes. Bills fans are inundating Mark Andrews' charity with donations.
Bills fans have a history of doing this.
Close to $70,000 now.
Remember they did this for Andy Dalton's charity.
Well, because Andy Dalton helped put them in the playoffs by beating the Ravens.
By beating the Ravens, yeah.
And I just love that. That's pretty amazing. That is pretty cool. So good to see all that right there so far out of Bills Mafia fans. So Albert Breer going to join us shortly here on the Rich Eisen Show from Sports Illustrated. And we'll get him on here in a matter of moments while Ben Johnson is introducing himself. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. You know, I'm if you don't mind me saying, a magnanimous man. I can be that way.
I thought you didn't vote that way.
What do you mean? No.
Wow.
No.
Oh, magnanimous.
Magnanimous.
Oh, gotcha. My bad.
So, Albert Breer, as we all know, is one of my favorite people. And his one major flaw, just a major flaw. It's in his DNA though.
It definitely.
He can't help himself. He can't help himself, even though, because I listened to him tell stories, most of his family did root for Michigan. A lot of his family root for Michigan.
Wow.
Yeah. And he just decides to actually, you know, go to Ohio State and all that stuff. So the Ohio State wins the national championship, and I say to Albert, "You want to come on the show?" He's like, yep, sure. And I'm like, let's do it. And look who it is right here on the Rich Eisen Show, a national champion.
Hey.
Senior reporter for Sports Illustrated.
He made it home.
My third national title, for the record.
Albert Breer here on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you, Albert. How are you?
Good to see you, Rich. It's a good morning over here. This was an interesting year, and we went through a lot. But
what do you mean?
I'd like to thank the Michigan Wolverines. I'd like to thank the Michigan Wolverines for waking us up at the end of November. In the end, things sort of work out, you know. And
okay,
You know, I actually did seek some counsel from an Alabama fan friend of mine who. Mm-hmm. I believe there was a year where they lost to Auburn and lost the opportunity to go to the SEC title game and wound up winning the national title anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought it'd be the weirdest feeling in the world. And I'm not going to lie, it is a little weird. But he said you get over it. So I think it'll
get over it. I'm sure you get over it. All right, just real quick here. What's the stuff Ohio State went through this year? Like what is it, Albert?
Oh, what, like other than a really bad afternoon at the end of November?
Exactly. Oh, like on really the we went through it. The through it is it was the as I was saying, the leopard like mm-hmm. face eating amongst all you folks. That happened. So, like, it wasn't everybody outside in. It was the circular firing squad, dude.
Hey. And credit to us for motivating the team.
Uh-huh. But unreal, though, dude. Unreal. Like, I was saying.
Oh, it was awesome.
Will Howard looked like Phil Sims, man. That's what I was saying. Will Howard looked like Phil Sims. And Jeremiah Smith is arguably the best skilled player in college football, mm-hmm. and he's barely out of diapers, you know. And the running backs run with such fury,
violence,
you know, violence. They really do. And then obviously the defense stepping up big. Congrats. Brother.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
In a serious moment here, I did think, you know, you obviously, I'm sure it was the same for you, Rich, but you think about a lot of things when you win. And one of the things I thought about was, you know, I was at my son's hockey tournament in Lake Placid last year, about a year ago. And, you know, I personally was having a tough day. And that was when we got the news at Sports Illustrated that everybody was being laid off. And I remember how horrible that day was and having to hold it together for my family and not like really, you know, show like the way I was kind of feeling inside. And just so people know, like the stuff between me and Rich, like, right. Like, and we've had so much fun with each other over this, over the last decade. I will say that on that day, no one had my back outside of my own family, like Rich Eisen had my back.
Mm.
And I really appreciate that. And I'm bringing that up because the other news that I got that day that cheered me up was Caleb Downs committed that night.
Yeah, man, that kid can thump it, you know, and like I said, I'm always appreciative of you, and I just wanted to have you on here.
Honestly, though, you know how much I appreciate you.
Thanks, pal.
I thought that it was just kind of an interesting thing that I thought about because it was like when a lot of things could have gone wrong, it was Rich Eisen and Caleb Downs that cheered me up. So.
And we both can run downhill. One of us needs to run downhill and the other one can figuratively and literally do it. Albert Breer here on the Rich Eisen Show. So let's jump in. Are the Cowboys going to hire Brian Schottenheimer? Albert, is this real right now?
I mean, I think they've certainly come to a comfort level with him, you know, in a pretty prominent role on their coaching staff since moving on from Kellen Moore. I think that was 2 years ago now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Shoddy's like, if you've been around him, like he's very energetic. He's got a great personality. You would not win the press conference by hiring Brian Schottenheimer as your head coach. That's for sure. But I think he's a little bit better at the job than people give him credit for. Now he's bounced around a lot. You know, there's no question about that. And there is that question, you know, with his last name and everything else. Why hasn't somebody hired him already if he's that good? It's a fair question to ask. But I think he's in the mix with a few other guys. You know, Kellen Moore is in that mix. And, you know, really, I think has some of the things that Jason Garrett had in the connection to the Jones family. And, you know, then there's Deion, which I know you wouldn't make this mistake, Rich, but I know a lot of people do make the mistake of thinking Deion's all flash when he's actually sort of an old school coach whose foundation is on fundamentals and toughness and all those great things. So, you know, those are the names that kind of jump out off the list to me. And I think the one thing that you have to be a little worried about is this becoming a little too insular? You know what I mean? In other words, is Jerry just going with something he knows and trying to hit a double? Or is he really trying to hit a home run here? You know, are the Cowboys too insular right now? Do they need a little bit of a shakeup? I think those are fair questions to ask based on what we've seen just as far as the candidate list goes.
So Deion's out, like, or they told each other we're not going to do this, or what? Should we take this and waiting maybe potentially for Kellen Moore as the signs of that's who Jerry's going to hire here?
Yeah, the Kellen Moore thing. So that obviously you got to slow play it a little bit on Kellen Moore because. We see if the Eagles are going to win on Sunday, first of all. And then you can't even talk to him. You can't sit down and talk to him until after that. Now, the good news is they did get him in for a first interview. So if you don't do that, then you can't do the in-person interview. But, you know, certainly, you know, like we would have some clarity on Kellen Moore next week. They can't hire him until the Eagles are eliminated. So if they win, that's obviously another wrench in this whole thing. You know, but there are a lot of people in that building who have worked with Kellen Moore. Who know Kellen Moore, they'd be able to set up an infrastructure for Kellen Moore. I think if they made the decision, say the Eagles win on Sunday and they fly to Philly and they do a formal interview with him on Monday and decide he's our guy. But, you know, obviously by rule, they can't officially hire him for another 2 weeks because of all the background they have with him. They would be able to start to put together the infrastructure, you know, for the Kellen Moore era in Dallas. And I think the other thing that's important here is the Joneses really love Moore. And the Joneses really saw Moore, again, the same way they saw Garrett, a guy who played quarterback for them, a guy who was, you know, sort of quasi part of the coaching staff while he was still a player, a guy who was pushed up the ladder by them. You know, in a lot of ways, I know I've used this term with you before, Rich, where, you know, Jerry to some degree saw Jason as his creation. And I think that protected Jason for a while there. I think Jerry may look at Kellen the same way. And I think Kellen's really, really capable on top of that. So he's still the name that I have circled here as the one that, like, okay, like that makes some sense. And, you know, I know on top of everything else, Kellen's, you know, obviously gone through some ups and downs over the last couple of years, which are to his benefit. And there are other teams that really liked him when they interviewed with him. Like the Panthers, for example, had planned to hire Frank Reich a couple of years ago, but Kellen Moore's interview kind of set them back a little bit where they had to rethink things a little. And they wind up going forward with Reich anyway. But Moore really hit it out of the park with them. So he's at least an interesting name to consider and, you know, has a lot of built-in relationships that bolster his candidacy, not the least of which, of course, is his relationship with Dak Prescott.
What are you hearing out of Vegas, Albert?
Yeah, so, like, I think Tom Brady's personal relationships are a factor here. You know, one thing that I did hear was, like, not to rule out Pete Carroll or Steve Spagnuolo because Brady has respect for them having gone up against them, having played against them. You know, obviously, you know, he's competed on a Super Bowl stage against each of those guys. You know, Spagnuolo with the Giants way back when, and then obviously, you know, against Pete Carroll in Super Bowl 49, I think it was, right? Mm-hmm. So there's that. I also think that there's a connection on the GM side that could influence where they go with the coach. And there's a guy who's the assistant GM of the Buccaneers. His name's John Spytek. He was actually briefly a Michigan teammate of Brady's, but that's not really the foundation of their relationship. They spent a year together. Brady was the starting quarterback. Spytek was on the scout team. You remember, Rich, like the famous like Tuesday meetings that Brady would have with Belichick and later Nick Caserio, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Where they would sit down, they would go through the opponent chapter and verse, and here's what we're going to do going forward this week. Well, John Spytek was the one that ran those meetings for Brady in Tampa. And so for the 3 years that Brady was a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, you know, every Tuesday he was sitting down and John Spytek and a guy named Rob McCartney were doing the advanced scouting report for Tom. And so they were able to build a relationship there where I think it could be a factor for Spytek in potentially getting that job. And then, if he gets that job, you know, now do you open it up a little bit on the coaching side to see what he would want? So I'm not saying Spytek's got the job. I'm not saying Pete Carroll or Spagnuolo necessarily are going to get the coaching job either. But I think those relationships do matter.
Interesting. Okay. So keep, I guess, if you're talking Pete, that could be done now. And if you're talking Spags, you got to wait till he's done.
Yep.
So keep an eye on all of that. Albert Breer here on the Rich Eisen Show. Ben Johnson being introduced as we speak. Did he choose the Bears just as much as the Bears chose him?
Yeah, so this one's fascinating. I mean, we can start with the Raiders, like what the Raiders did with Ben, where I at the very beginning, Ben wasn't going to take an interview with the Raiders. And Tom Brady actually called Ben's agent and sold him on the idea of it. He spent an hour on the phone, and that was when Ben accepted the interview request. He was really intrigued by Brady's vision.
Mm-hmm.
Brady saying that he was going to be involved and that he wasn't going to put anything that was an embarrassment to his name. Like, he was really determined to change the face of the Raiders. There are these money people that are coming in. Egan Durbin, CEO of Silver Lake, has 7.5% of the team now. Big private equity guy. Tom Wagner is Tom's partner from the soccer team over in England. You know, he's an investor too. So he really liked the idea of what Brady put in front of what Brady put in front of him. And then, you know, with the Jaguars, I think that was a little bit like Shad wanted to go through his process, and that process was moving along, but maybe not pacing as fast as the others. And so, you know, I think this goes back to a year ago. Like, I think 1 year ago, if the Bears' job was open and they had offered the job to Ben Johnson, Ben Johnson probably would have accepted it. It was my understanding at that time that was the job he wanted. You know, then in the year in between, I think both sides sort of recalibrated, where the Bears had kind of leaned towards, we need a leader of men, more someone who's going to be able to coach all 53 and not just one. And Ben, like, kind of looked inward at the Lions and said, like, I want something like this. So I want alignment between the general manager and the head coach, and I want an ownership group that's going to be willing to see its mistakes and fix them. And so that's where it kind of felt like, okay, like, is this a match, right? Like, does this really work?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the good thing about that is they went through the interview process kind of through that lens, both of them, and they came to the determination, not only can Ben Johnson coach the quarterback, but he also can be a leader of men in his own way. It's going to look different than Dan Campbell, but he's going to be a leader of men in his own way. And then on the flip side, Ben could look at it and say, yeah, I like Caleb Williams, but on top of that, I really, you know, found common ground with Ryan Poles, who was sincere and real with Ben during the interview process. And I see an owner in George McCaskey who does look like he's prepared to look in the mirror and does look like he wants to fix things and does look like he's changing the organization. And so, I think in that way, like, it's sort of, I think it was good for both sides, you know, going from where they would have had the marriage a year ago, maybe under a different in a different context. And now they've had the year kind of like where a lot of this stuff sort of came together for them. So I think it's kind of a cool backstory to the way the whole thing worked out. And now we get to see what it looks like with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams working together in Chicago.
Yeah, right. And Caleb's there. His cast in his hand had to do with the cyst, I guess. So there's nothing serious going on there. And off we go. I mean, like, that's the marriage that we're going to see. And what a fascinating addition to the NFC North and subtraction within the NFC North right here. You know, getting ready. Albert Breer here on the Rich Eisen Show. A few minutes left. Let's get into championship weekend. Is Jalen Hurts hurt, Albert?
I think he's banged up, and I think, you know what, like, it's interesting. I heard this theory from an executive with a team, right? Which was, the one issue you have with the quarterbacks who are physical runners, who take on damage over the course of the year, is that it can kind of affect their mechanics and their timing a little bit late in the year, which might be why some of the guys who do run a lot or rely on their legs a lot struggle sometimes in the playoffs. It's like, I just see that a little bit with Hurts, where it's like, it doesn't look quite the same in the passing game for them. And then I think the Packers, you know, with their first year defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, drew a little bit of a blueprint where it was, make Hurts beat you from the pocket and cage rush him. And if that means giving him time, give him time, but force him to beat you from there. And, you know, I think a lot of that is predicated on, you know, being able to stop Saquon Barkley and get them into long yardage and try to get them playing from behind, which is a really, really hard thing to do because of how good the Eagles are across the board, how great that offensive line is. But that's been that's really the blueprint. And I think it's one that, you know, Jeff Hafley and the Packers were able to draw effectively 2 weeks ago. And then last week, I think the Rams to a large degree executed it, you know what I mean? Like, and put themselves in a position, you know, to win that game if they could stop Barkley, which obviously, obviously they couldn't, you know? So yeah, I mean, I think the blueprint's out there, but I think it's one of those things that's a little bit easier said than done. You know what I mean? We'll see if the Commanders can pull it off.
Okay. And, you know, in the AFC championship game, it's kind of crazy, dude, because when you were standing on the street corner in Washington, D.C., and I was on the set of Total Access in 2011 during the lockout, and, you know, that's, by the way, coming up on 14 years ago, you know, which is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, if we had said, will we ever see a matchup like Manning and Brady in the playoffs again, right, yeah, with these young quarterbacks coming in, who are they going to be? We have no idea who they're going to be. The answer would be probably not. Well,
yeah.
This is the fourth matchup between Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, as many as Bradshaw and Stabler, Steve Young and Brett Favre, and one behind Peyton and Tom Brady.
That's four in the playoffs alone, right?
Correct, sir. These are postseason matchups I'm talking about. Since 1950, this is the most. They're one behind Peyton and Tom, and I think we'll probably see
that. Is
that
right?
It's correct. Yes, sir.
So Peyton and Tom only played five times in the playoffs. I would have thought it was more than that.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow, okay.
So I'll just throw that out to you. And what are your two cents on watching these two guys go at it with a three-peat on the line now for Mahomes and Allen having perhaps his best team? Maybe not names, but sum of parts team, Albert.
Yeah, so I would say, I mean, it's interesting because it's not like they haven't beat the Chiefs, right? Like they
even
have
this year.
They're 0-3 in the playoffs. I believe Josh Allen's 4-1 in the regular season against Patrick Mahomes, which a lot of people don't realize. But so they have won. It's just the idea of doing it in this sort of high leverage situation. So, you know, I was in a training room in the back of the stadium late on Sunday night with Sean McDermott. We were talking about, you know, about a lot of stuff, you know, as it pertains to this team versus his previous teams, right? And he's been there for 8 years now, and obviously every team's kind of got its own feel and everything. But this year they had to deal with a lot of attrition. So, you know, Micah Hyde's still around, but not in the form he was before. Jordan Poyer, Tre'Davious White, Stephon Diggs, Mitch Morse, all gone. And so it was a lot of transition and a lot of change, and a lot was put on Josh Allen's shoulders as like, okay, like you're the leader now. You got to be more vocal. You know, we're changing kind of the way that, you know, like the way that you fit into the mosaic of the team, like that's different now. And yeah, I think what's resulted from it that's really interesting is, you know, Sean told me there's a real calm about this team. There's a real feeling that even if things don't work out in the moment, they're going to work out in the end. Because they're very focused on the process of getting there and doing the right thing over and over and over again. And it sounds like coaching cliches and all of that, but I do think like that idea of the calm about them, right? Like, could their playoffs have started any worse than it did, you know, against Denver? Like what that looked like, right? They were able to ride that one out. You know, against the Ravens, like, you know, like it looked like that was kind of sketchy at the end too. Now they get the drop at the end, so that helps, but they're able to kind of weather the storm with the Ravens as well. You know, he just, like he said, like ultimately this team just has a real quiet confidence about it. Like it's going to be able to handle any circumstance that comes its way, no matter what. And I think that's important going into a setting like they're going to go into on Sunday against the Chiefs at Arrowhead, because I think if you get in those moments, right, and three bad things happen in a row, is it creeping into your head now? Here we go again. And there's 15 on the sideline, and there's the big guy in the red parka and the red hat. And oh God, we're screwed. You know what I mean? Or do you have that feeling that it's really going to work itself out? You know, you just got to keep playing. I think the way Sean McDermott looks at his team now, there's more of that than they've ever had before. And I would think that it should serve them well on Sunday. That said, I mean, the Chiefs are coming in here, and I think that, you know, the vision for what they were going to be at the beginning of the season, lo and behold, is starting to come together. They're going to be better at getting the ball downfield than they have been with Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy healthy. The defense is playing well. Chris Jones is rested. Travis Kelce looked, I think, more fresh than he has all year, you know, against the Texans. So it's a steep mountain that the Bills have to climb, even if they do come in there with a better mindset than they've had.
Albert, thanks for the time. Greatly appreciated. In the minute I have left, the question so many of my friends want me to ask you, when is Ryan Day's contract extension? When does that happen? When do we get him extended?
Do you still want him extended? I'm not sure. I'm not sure you'd want that anymore.
He deserves it. Don't you think he deserves it, Albert?
He does deserve it. Yeah. I'd say this too. He a lot of people don't want to hear me say this. He's an awesome guy.
Yes.
And I'm happy for him for that, from that standpoint. I would have said that when he was an assistant with the Eagles, with the Niners. Like, there's a reason. If you go back and you watch, like, there's a reason why all those players were so happy for him. You know, like, I think for a lot of those guys, part of this was delivering it for him, which you don't hear that a lot from players, but I think that's real and genuine. Mm-hmm. It's mostly because Ryan didn't want it for himself. He wanted it for those guys, you know? So I think I know this sounds corny, but like, and I don't think Jeff Hafley would mind if I tell this story, but you know, I was on a show maybe a week after the Michigan game. And I stuck up for Ryan in certain ways. And Jeff reached out to me and was like, I'm really glad you did that. And there are so many people around him that feel that way about him. And I know this sounds corny and sappy, and I'm 100% biased because it's Ohio State. But I'm just really happy for Ryan Day because of all he endured and the criticism he had to take. And to have his team play the way that they did after what was an abject disaster. I mean, it was so bad in that stadium. I was in that stadium on November the 30th. It was so bad in that stadium. I mean, to be able to turn the team around and play four games the way they played the last four games is really, really incredible. And I'll say this, Rich, you might not believe me when I say it, but it couldn't happen to a better guy.
Albert, you're the best. Take care of yourself, brother. That's awesome. Albert Breer.
Thanks,
of Prime Video on Amazon for Thursday Night Football and Sports Illustrated. Andrew Bogusch now joins us with an update. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge. So you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
Let's start this. Let's get this. Okay. So this is a little early. I don't do lunch martinis.
But so you're pouring a martini now into the martini shaker.
I poured just a little in. It looked like there may have been
some ice in there.
But you won't complain. Don't send the drink back.
We just need to. The olives are already in the glasses.
Don't bruise it. Some people at home, what about stirring? There's a great bar called the Edmund over on Melrose. They like to stir. I like that. I like to shake a little bit.
So are you more like Bond, shake and not stirred?
I prefer actually bruising the vodka, making it ice cold.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
These are vermouth washed glasses. We have put a little vermouth in there earlier.
Okay.
and then
pouring it out. Why don't you take that one?
My friend Rich Eisen. Are we toasting? I just want to toast you, seeing you again. You want to toast the ESPN, correct?
We are toasting to ESPN's 40th anniversary. Oh. There is a big event going on this weekend. My invitation is probably where yours is right now.
Yeah.
So we just figured, why not just do it ourselves?
What a nice thought.
You know what I mean? I haven't seen you in a very long time.
My arm's getting sore.
I know. He goes, I like to toast. I haven't seen you in a long time, Craig, and I've been cultivating this caper to try and get you come on this show. And
you're the only guy. What if I only do your show? I'd love to just do that because I like you're smooth and natural. Did I compliment you? I like Rich.
There you go.
I like Rich.
Okay.
Let me just see what this is because the water. The ice was sitting there.
Cheers to you.
Nice to see you.
Cheers to you.
Finally meet you.
Cheers.
It's watered down. Say anything. It's watered down.
That's
because the ice was sitting there. But let's pretend it's not. This is what I say at a bar or a restaurant, the big four up in San Francisco and Knob Hill. I take a sip. Mm-hmm. I go like this. I go, this is the greatest moment of my life. I enjoy the moment. This is now the greatest moment of my life when I take a sip of beautiful, chilled vodka. Mm. I need fresh ice, and we're going to do it again off the air.
But the vodka does taste appropriately bruised.
By the way.
And it was made with love.
Yeah.
When
I poured the vodka in there, I saw that it went up to, I knew there was water in there from the ice melting. But that's okay. I'm not complaining, but we didn't have to say anything, and I was the one who said it because I thought you might.
It is just the most special moment in my life, right?
Try this one more time.
Here we go. Were you choosing again or no?
I was just going to sip again. This mic is in my way.
Okay, here we go.
It's hard to drink. It's hard to drink with a mic in your hand.
No, okay, here we go. Craig Kilborn here on the Rich Eisen Show.
And a little Joe Beam. Add a little music, please.
Very good. Killer. First appearance of many on this program. We got to get him back. It's been a while.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I'm sure he's not terribly happy with the way the Vikings season ended.
No.
But did you see they signed their coach to a long-term contract?
I did.
As well, they should do.
No brainer.
Congratulations to Kevin O'Connell. Contract extended, agreed to terms, multi-year contract extension, and he deserves whatever he got. Certainly, if he's happy with it.
Do you think he's making more than Ben Johnson?
I'm sure he is.
Okay.
I'm not sure he is.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's
he should.
He should.
He's,
I register.
He's proven it as the HC. Yeah, I know. Life insurance, you know you need it, but maybe you think you can't afford it, or it's too complicated, or you don't want to deal with medical exams. That's all changed with Ethos. With Ethos, you just go online, answer a few simple health questions, and in as little as 10 minutes, you can get up to $2 million in term life coverage with plans starting at around $2 a day. No doctor visits, no complicated forms, and all online. Don't let the unexpected leave your family without the financial security they need. Get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's TryEthos.com. I misspelled try. That just happened. So did that surprise you as much as it surprised Albert Breer, that Peyton Manning and Tom Brady faced each other only 5 times in the playoffs? And Mahomes and Allen are about to be 1 time behind them?
It just certainly felt like more that Tom and Peyton faced off.
Mahomes is 1-4 against Allen outside of the playoffs. In the playoffs, right. He's 3-0 against him.
Yep.
And how about this number for you? If Mahomes beats Allen on Sunday, he would become the first quarterback to ever defeat another starting quarterback 4 times in the playoffs. The others, want to hear who's won 3 times over another in the history of the National Football League playoffs?
Brady over Manning.
Actually, it's Manning over Brady.
Oh, really? Oh, interesting.
Yes, indeed.
That must have been
the only one where Tom, the only rules. Quarterback Tom Brady's beaten 3 times in the playoffs.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Incorrect. Philip Rivers.
Oh, interesting.
Peyton over Brady. Favre over Young. Aikman over Favre.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kelly over Marino.
Yep.
And Elway over Bernie Kosar.
Oh.
Browns fans didn't know the stray was coming their way.
No, they didn't.
Did they?
That's heartbreaking.
Part of it is what is at stake on Sunday. Yeah, bud. In terms of the Brady Manning matchup, they combined for 2,649 total yards in the four matchups. Allen and Mahomes have combined for 18 offensive touchdowns in their three playoff matchups. That's the most combined touchdown in any quarterback matchup in playoff history, and only Brady and Manning have combined for more total yards. When we're seeing on Sunday, this is as iconic as it gets in the history of the NFL playoffs. And I'll tell you, man, when NFL Network was starting, it was Brady versus Manning, and the only ones that would pop through might have been, you know, Roethlisberger a couple of times, Flacco a couple of times, and Breeze, you know, in the NFC would do some things. And then, you know, just in terms of seeing somebody over and over again in the NFC, it just would churn. Like, you're wondering, will we ever see? Is like Brady Manning the last of the matchups between two of the best in their conference? And, you know, I think you could make a case that Josh Allen's on his way to the Hall of Fame right now, right? One day?
On the path.
He keeps it going. Mahomes is already there. Like, he doesn't have to play another snap.
Agreed.
Would we ever see something like this again? And the answer is yes. Now that we're seeing Mahomes and Allen face each other for the fourth time. That's as many times as Bradshaw versus Stabler. Steve Young versus Brett Favre.
You know, and after those guys retire, it'll be Jaden Daniels against whoever. You know what I mean? It's on and on.
I get it, but you know, I don't know who the other is going to be in the NFC.
Could be Hurts.
This could be the first of many times, you think?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're kind of going out of register over there.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, remember Marino made it? What, in year two he made it to the Super Bowl and never made it back?
Yeah.
So you got to be careful about that sort of stuff. Yeah. But I am with you on the Jaden Daniels excitement front.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think you could, I don't know how much time we have left, but he might be the best quarterback in the NFC already.
Mahomes versus Allen played good games too, man. It's not just like blowouts here. They each have 9 touchdowns apiece. Mahomes has got, they've combined for 18 touchdowns in those 18 touchdowns with one giveaway. That's it. That's an Allen giveaway. I mean, they're already putting together some great matchups, and I cannot wait for Sunday. My gosh. That's hour one of the books. Bruce Feldman coming in and talk college football. Don't go anywhere.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business. And now he's getting the inside story.
Let's get inside of Heather Graham.
I can't look at like Boogie Nights and think that you were a nerd.
Johnny Knoxville.
You think you're going to do another Jackass movie? What do your kids want?
Dad's not going to do that. Yeah. You got to be careful how you choose your heroes.
Hear from some of the most fascinating people in pop culture today.
Danny Trejo.
You're a legend. Do you know you're a legend?
You can't be a legend having this much fun.
The Inside of You podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.